So it's day two, it's Monday, and today's skiing in brief was okay, except 2 falls. One was ice and one was not my fault. So T is...
And this is me. This is Lynette, and I'm sitting next to...
She's got the unfortunate pleasure then to share.
I'm Louise's roommate, and she and I haven't fallen out yet, but there's plenty of time for that yet. And I'm about to read you the menu, which is, for a starter, sweet potato and thyme soup, or baked feta with rocket and cherry tomatoes, or terrine de campagne with red onion chutney and toast. Now, what do you fancy of that, Louise?
The soup.
The soup, okay.
Thanks.
Do you think that was the same soup that was on earlier?
No, it's sweet potato and thyme.
On the knife there.
Do you know what soup was on earlier? Because I had two lots of it earlier and it was nice.
When you say earlier?
For tea, I mean afternoon tea.
Oh no, I don't know, because I didn't make afternoon tea. Then you've got pan roast rump of lamb with minted vegetables and rice, fillet of salmon, which is with potatoes and caper sauce and lemon and parsley butter, and then penne with roasted tomatoes.
It definitely has to be the salmon.
The salmon, okay. And for dessert, you've got panna cotta of white chocolate with raspberries, selection of ice cream or cheese.
Well, I started sitting down. Definitely the first one. Panna cotta of chocolate. This is why I want to come first, because if you're on the third sitting, you don't get
the choice.
Necessarily get the first choice.
Okay, all right. So you are on the soup, the salmon, and the panna cotta.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for reading.
You are sorted. What colour wine do you want?
Red.
Red.
Jim wants to share some red with me.
And Louise.
Hello.
Louise has chosen.
Have you chosen?
No, not yet. But you, no, you go ahead.
To start with, you've either got sweet potato and thyme soup.
Sorry?
Is it Patricia sat in front of you?
No, yes, it is. Yeah.
Patricia.
Yes, no,
I'm checking, I knew who it was, sorry.
No, that's right, well done. Except I think I'm with Mark and Alistair's.
Yes,
Sorry, I apologise now in advance.
Why?
No, just because I might need to at some point. So.
Oh, Louise. Get a grip, girl.
You've got baked feta with rocket and
cherry. Poor Alice has been guiding for in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, don't worry about
it. Yes, please.
First time for everything. Right, how many bits of bread do you want? They're like you had at breakfast.
Is there any white?
Baguette. There's one with seeds on it.
Oh, yeah, game on, please. Is it white or brown seeds?
It's sort of white and brown seeds.
Yeah, okay, please.
You like that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, there's one. Two bits? One bit?
Normal white, please.
And a normal white.
Nice, thank you.
Okay, there you are. And
cheers.
Butter.
Thank you.
There's your butter.
Thank you.
Okay.
So Tuesday's menu was camembert for starters. I think it was haddock risotto for mains, and I had cheese and biscuits for pudding. That was all very tasty, and we're now on Wednesday, and I'm about to go downstairs. Today I've skied with Richard on the box, and it's a bit annoying because he used the stick a lot, which is effective and quick, but it makes me then doubt myself because he does. I think he doubts me. And we only went in blues. We skied in the morning with Bob and Jan and can't remember her face, but then Bob didn't ski in the afternoon, so then I skied with Irish Nigel, and he was guided by Trish, who's a new guide, but she's good, and we had Martin as sweep, so that was good. Richard kept going a bit too far in front of me, which would have been fine, except that my box wasn't very clear, loud enough, so... There was times when I just totally lost him, and I stopped, and of course he didn't know if I just stopped to I'd get my head together, or if I'd stopped to talk to him. So anyway, it was all right. I had a good day. I did some shoes, but not really fast enough. Maybe I've decided that nothing makes me my heart sink anymore because I've done it all before. So maybe it's because there's nothing new. So it's Wednesday, and I'm sat in the dining room with
Richard,
who
skis with Louise and other VIs.
So how did you get into skiing VIs?
Because a guy, guide called David Sinclair I used to work with, and he told me one day he'd been skiing with these blind people, and I went, "You what?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "I don't believe you." And he said, "It's brilliant." So he invited me, and I applied, and here I am.
So how many years have you done?
This is my 7th year. And after skiing with Louise today, I'm not sure I can do it anymore.
Your 7th year?
Yes.
Tell me about today.
Today was great, actually.
Where did we go?
We went up and up and up, and we just skied down and down and down. And Louise was her usual chippy self, but we got on all right, and we actually had a great fun.
So, how many people have you used a box with, roughly?
10, maybe? I don't know. I've never counted them up,
no,
so I don't
know. So tell me a bit about your skiing in general. Like, how many years have you been skiing?
I started when I was 24. I'm very agricultural in my skiing. I'm not very good. I managed to get up and down, and I enjoy guiding. I think it's very rewarding to be taking somebody down a slope and giving them an experience that they couldn't otherwise have, and I just find that just great. And watching some people's faces on the sides is just brilliant.
Do we have any good faces today or not?
No, but we had some people stop and talk to us and say, you know, what are you doing?
We had a French
ski instructor called Gilles, who was teaching a Scottish woman, and has been teaching her for 12 years, and he stopped us because we met him yesterday, and he actually gave Louise some tips on how to improve her style and her skiing, which Louise tried to do, and I thought she was being better with it.
She's not sure. The tips were basically to push forward in my boot and put my arms out.
That's right. Yes, get your weight forward and get your arms stretched out in front and wide of the body.
Stretched out, but not tense, but a bit soft, and that's why they understand.
Yes.
So we had a first half with Bob and a second half with Irish Nige.
Yes.
He was guided by Trish.
Yeah. And it was great. So.
And Martin's with me.
Yeah, Martin was great, and Louise wanted to keep on skiing until about 7 or 8 o'clock tonight. But we came down at back at 4:45
in time for our
cup of tea.
Yeah. And some soup.
I didn't have soup.
Did you have any biscuits or cake?
I had some bread and jam.
And you haven't been out for beer, you've been a good boy.
No, I've just had a half before supper.
Half?
Yeah.
Of what?
Lager or beer? Yeah. That's probably enough, really, Louise.
Yeah, no,
crackling on.